might be missing a couple of backs.
Yep.
But you go into a game like this, if you look at the Ravens, they have problems against the run. Is that kind of...
There's a little bit of a balancing deal, but you know they're gonna work on their situation too, where they're trying to improve the run game. So I'm anticipating maybe they put some more guys down in the box there to try to help stop the run. But we'll play to the strength of the backs that we're going to use, and hopefully Darren and Goody can make it back. But if not, we have a second plan ready to go.
Between injuries and having McFadden and Bush ahead of them last year, and just never really able to get any traction in the regular season, how big would it be for him to get out there? What do you think has held him back?
It's been ball security and the assignments, and part of his assignment issues have been because of lack of reps because of the injuries, and so you miss out on opportunities due to lack of reps. But I'm excited for the young kid. I hope he gets a chance to get in there and have some confidence and get some successful plays to build his confidence, because he's flashed at times, as you guys know since you've been here, that he can make some plays, but it's just we're looking for more consistency, and hopefully he's had a chance to get some good reps this week, and it'll carry over to the game if he ends up being used in the backfield.
Carson was talking him up yesterday, saying in practice that when he flashes, it's really something to see. I mean, is he as fast as any, just in pure speed and acceleration, is he as fast as any back you've been around?
Yeah, pure speed, it's one of the fastest I've been around, because he has that ability to burst and separate right away. And that trait obviously is not coachable, so he does have that ability to separate real fast, which is unique quality to have.
What have you seen from Marcel as a running back?
Boy, I tell you, part of my experience with Marcel goes back to when I was here in his first year. I think it was at 08 that he first showed up here. It was either 08 or 07, where we didn't know where to put him. And so we moved him around a little bit and played him at back a little bit, and then we had him at tight end, and then he kind of played a little receiver. So we studied him coming out of college, and he carried the ball a little bit. So I got a little more familiarity with him in his background, although he hasn't done as much in the NFL. But I have complete confidence in – he had to play last week, a quarter and a half at the one-back spot for us, and did a fine job. So I'm very confident in that. He doesn't have the intangibles of a Darren McFadden, but he does bring some good qualities in his own right to carry the ball.
What are your impressions of the Baltimore Ravens defense, Coach?
There's no doubt that it's awfully tough to play that defense and awfully tough to play him there. Their 14-game win streak speaks for itself. But up front, having Suggs come back helps them a lot in the edge pass rushing. They got the two big guys inside that really do a decent job of stuffing the run. But fortunately for us, we're not going to be facing Webb at corner, because he's a talented corner. I know the two safeties pretty well. Obviously, we were at Houston last year and played him twice, and Pollard and Ed Reed are outstanding safeties. Ed's one of the best at studying pass concepts, and our quarterback will be very challenged on knowing that, okay, he's reading the concept and your eyes. Make sure he doesn't follow your eyes to the first row. They do a great job of taking some chances and making turnovers, and that's how they've made their hay this year. They haven't been so good in yardage, but they've been really good in takeaways. In fact, I think on third downs they lead the NFL in takeaways on third downs.
Had a couple plays last game where Palmer, where he brought the ball, there wasn't a receiver there. Is that part of that, the fact that you guys run a lot of plays, it was kind of hectic there, and that's something that happened?
Both were protection-driven decisions for the quarterback, where he got rid of the ball sooner than he wanted to. He had to. One of the decisions was bad decision by the quarterback. The other decision I put on myself, that last interception, I wish I had called another play. I put him in a bad situation, and it was a 7-step scheme where maybe we would have been better off using a 3- or 5-step scheme. And we had done really good up to that point in that concept, so I wish I had a better call for him to put him in that situation. But if we give Carson good protection, he's going to be fine. He'll make the progression read.
So there was no issue with the receiver and Carson being on the same page in those plays?
There was one on the first one on a timing of it and part of the no-huddle deal. But we've done so well in no-huddle that the good has far outweighed the one mistake there. It's a distinct advantage for us to use that.
The 8 straight games have scored in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, unusual.
Which is amazing in itself. And then the fact that you only have 6 other points in that quarter other than the 40 you got in the last 2 minutes, How do you account for that?
I think it's just one of those years where it's happened that way for us. It's a unique deal. You know, the argument could be said, well, why don't you just go 2 minutes the whole day? You can't. You put too much stress on the O-line to just start has go 2 minute hustle up the whole game. Defenses will plan for that, so that's why you got to have balance. But I'll give attribute to where it's really it deserves. It's Carson. I mean, he does a great job in a 2 minute drive consistently, and the guys have made particular plays in that situation, and it's been a variety of guys. I mean, last week's touchdowns was Streeter, and then Brandon Myers catching a ball and getting on the cone there. I mean, it. Marcel on the edge. I mean, it's a unique deal that we've been able to do in the first eight games. I think it's just kind of one of those quirks for this season that we've done well on the 2 minute drives.
Talk about the quieter catch. I think that's a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
He's a guy you're using now. That's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to find a role for him because he's gotten a better understanding of the offense. He's done a better job in practice helping out on special teams along with the team so we can get him activated. So we're trying to find ways to create his ability to do what he did, and that's go up and make a play on the ball. He has that trait, as I mentioned before, when I talk about winning a 50-50 throw, and that showed up in the two-point play. It was between him and another defender, and after Carson made a miraculous job of avoiding a hit, Kreiner went up and made that 50-50 catch out of nowhere.
I guess Bertram's in the mix for a right tackle. What are your impressions of him this year?
He's made about the normal pace for an O-lineman because we've really put him in a situation where he's had to learn not just one position. As you well know, we only suit up seven, most teams do in the NFL on game day, so he's had to learn both guard and tackle and both sides. So for a young lineman, he's done a fine job mastering the techniques for both guard and tackle. He still needs the game experience to go through, but he's done well in practice this week for us at right tackle.
Carson was saying as many times as he's played them, he said talked about how odd it was to see them giving up yards on the ground, even if they were taking it away.
I would agree.
Somewhat. But is that just Lewis, or is there something?
I mean, I can't explain it. I'll let them explain it because they've been so strong for so long there. I think they've averaged less than 4 yards a carry since 1998 or something like that. They've been very good. So it's just a tough year for them right now, and there's still plenty of time for them to fix it. I hope they don't fix it on our watch. So.
Okay.
All right, guys.